It is time for our high school update, brought to you by Honor Credit Union, as we head to the Branch Area Career Center. And it's always busy at the Career Center. But Principal Mike Hoffner, things this time of year seem to all be kind of coming to a head, don't they?
Well, I feel like we're racing in the 100-yard dash to the finish line, and we're getting close, Ken.
But there's so many things happening right now, and so many good things happening at the Branch Area Career Center. And even when your kids go on the road, like they did last night up in Grand Rapids, and in another state championship.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's an awesome time of the year. I actually love this time of the year. It's fast-paced, things are moving, and a lot of good things are happening. And you're right, last night, myself, Joe Lopez, Wes McCray, we traveled up to Grand Rapids, and our ProStart culinary team won the state management title in the ProStart culinary competition for the state of Michigan. And I'll tell you what, that's a back-to-back win for us here at the Branch Area Career Center. Extremely difficult competition to win. It's sponsored by the Michigan Restaurant Association. They had about 150 people at this banquet. It was in the Amway Grand. They roll out the red carpet, and the whole night is about honoring our kids for their accomplishments, because they're looking for them to, you know, enter that workforce. And they actually sponsor these kids and will actually pay for a whole week. They're going to leave here in May, and they're going to go off to Minneapolis this year and compete in the national competition, and they pick up the entire tab.
Wow.
And so I'll tell you what, you talk about a feel-good situation, awesome night.
Well, and what kids, maybe other ones, don't realize when they look at the program, I mean, those kids are getting scholarships out of this, and I understand even some job offers out of this. So, you know, things at the Career Center can really spin into real-life experience and real-life step ahead when they leave school.
Exactly. Some of these kids will walk away. They were saying last night, some of them were walking away with like $33,000 in scholarship money to go off to the culinary school of their choice. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, Ken. I mean, education with the prices of what it is today, it pays to get involved, and this is a classic example.
Let's talk about the Skills USA, because you had a bunch of kids at those competitions.
Yeah, they just came back over spring break. And another thing, you know, my hat's off to those kids. Here it is, spring vacation. It just happened to be this is the year in which the state competition, every now and then we get hit with that, and it fell over our spring break, and we had a number of kids travel up there, and we had about 15 kids that walked away with medals. I think we had five or six kids that won first place in the state of Michigan in their respective programs, whether it was CAD-CAM, criminal justice, the culinary arts competition, our electrical techs competition. That was real interesting. They had three events in electrical technologies. We swept the event. We took first place in all three of those events. Welding, it's been a long time, but we had a first place welder in the state. It's just phenomenal. And again, the same type of scenario with many of these kids. They walk away, and a lot of these sponsors that sponsor these events, because, man, they're talking about the future shortage of the skilled trades. These are the kids they're looking for, and many of these employers sponsor these events and, you know, put up tools some of these kids win, scholarship money that they win to go on. And so, again, it pays for kids to get involved.
Yeah, well, healthcare field is huge, too, and you've got a bunch of kids heading to Traverse City for competition there through the Health Occupations group.
Yeah, that's up to Traverse City this weekend. And, you know, as always, you know, we're going to go up there, and I know we're going to come back with awards. We do every single year. You know, Branch County, you know, might be a tiny little county in the entire state of Michigan, but I'll tell you, when it comes to vocational technical education, when it comes to competition, people definitely know who we are.
Yeah. Well, and kind of neat too, we had word of a story a couple of months ago of a great donation back to the Career Center for Scholarship Programs from one of your former instructors.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, that brought a lot of tears to people's eyes. But Joe Bakel was the very first collision repair or auto body instructor here at the Branch Area Career Center. Has a neat, you know, story to tell about Joe. But Joe, you know, when he retired, after he retired for many years, he was like a super sub in our building. He still came back and subbed in a lot of the programs. He helped a lot of kids get ready for their competitions in collision repair just out of his own time. Well, he would make it a point when he moved off to the UP. He moved up to the UP, and twice a year he came down here for his doctor's appointments. But I'll tell you what, twice a year when he came down here, every single time he made it a point to stop by the office, I connected with him, and over the last several years, every time he'd come down, I'd try to find and make the time to take him out to lunch. And, you know, certainly he loved this place, loved what we did, and it was amazing. Probably 6 months before he passed away, he got a hold of me, and I got a hold of Colleen Knight from the Community Foundation, because he said, you know, Mike, He says, I feel so good about what the center's done for me. He says, I'd like to, and part of my inheritance when I pass away, I want to give some money to the center. And certainly Colleen and I were grateful and thanked him. And we were thinking, well, you know, it might be $25,000 or something like that. Well, lo and behold, just prior to spring break, get a check in the mail. It was $156,299. What a surprise. What an awesome gift. And I'll tell you what, you know, Joe put a you know, lasting memory here on the center. And just like so many of our forefathers that have given to make this center be alive and well here at the center, you know, that's going above and beyond the call of duty when you're willing to give that type of money, all to help kids in forms of scholarships.
Yeah. Talking to Mike Hoffner from the Branch Area Career Center here this morning. And even now, you've got so many business members in the community that that are part of the Career Center. In fact, you've got some of your advisory meetings tonight.
Yeah, we've got 144 people coming in tonight at 6 o'clock, and every program has at least 6 or 8 business and industry members. We have a parent and a student that serve on it as well. But they come in, and it's a big night. They come in, and they kind of oversee what we do in our programs. We have 2 meetings a year. But the one tonight is to get us ready for the upcoming school year. They come in, and they help us review our, you know, what are our equipment? What does it look like? Do we have to get some new equipment? Do we need to make some replacements? They take a look at our physical plant. They review the curriculum, our technology, and they offer tremendous advice on things that we need to do to make sure we're keeping current with business and industry, and our kids are getting the state-of-the-art training that they need to have to be competitive in that workforce today. So our hats go off to the work that they do, and we thank them. I mean, they come in, they help judge competitions. They do a lot of things for us. But I'll tell you, it's very unique because I don't know of any other schools around that have that kind of connection to their business community where they're willing to come in and give that kind of time to help you improve your programs.
All right, we talked about some of the awards the kids were picking up outstate, going to Grand Rapids, other places to get those awards, but you'll do actually some of your own award ceremonies yourselves here shortly.
Yeah, we've got our annual OJT banquet coming up May 7th. And again, that's a very unique thing. That's been going on way before the center was built. That's kind of the backbone that helped create the center, was our OJT program, getting kids to work out in the world of work. And quite frankly, I was in Florida this year for spring break, ran into Jeff Haylett from Coldwater. And a lot of people might not know this, but Jeff was part of that first graduating class in 1973 that graduated out of our DECA program, but went on to be the first-time national championship in a DECA competition during his tenure. And so does OJT make a difference? It sure does, because we had a long conversation. He couldn't say enough good things about the Branch Area Career Center. And then certainly following that, May 22nd is our senior recognition ceremony where we honor the kids for all the great things that they've done throughout the school year, handled our scholarships, a real good field day. So we, you know, invite our parents, anybody that wants to come be a part of something that's pretty exciting and positive, show up May 22nd for our senior recognition ceremony.
Neat stuff going on at the Career Center. Mike, thanks. Take some extra vitamins. You're going to need them, okay?
Yeah, I know. You know me. I'm kind of like as wired as they go. And so I'm just running on fumes, but we'll make the finish line, Ken.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks.
Hey, you take care.
Talk soon. Bye-bye. Mike Hoffner, principal of the Branch Area Career Center, with us this morning on our high school update.